Hi, if this is your first time listening to the show and you like it, subscribe to the podcast at the end and please give it a review. Share the episode or the show with someone who you think would like it. And to all my faithful listeners, thank you for keep on listening. And if you could do the same, give it a review, share the podcast or the episode, it would be very appreciated. So on that note, thank you and let's get started. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success. Hi, everybody. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Today, we're going to talk about real estate, specifically wholesaling. So if you haven't heard of wholesaling, so you're probably going to learn a lot of stuff. My guest today is Zach Pittman. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right.
Yep, that's correct. Zach Pittman.
Great. So please, Zach, tell everybody who you are, a brief resume of who you are, and we'll get started.
Absolutely. Well, first, just thank you for having me on. My man, Richard, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to this talk. And to give people a little bit of a background on me, I just kind of had dumb luck falling into real estate. I started off with a couple entrepreneurial ventures after my master's program, which is what put me on the entrepreneurial path. And I decided I wanted to try my hand at consulting, specifically in marketing. I went from there and started my own investment firm and struggled to get as many people help with money as possible. But I ran into a lot of difficulty with trying to change the way that people get investment advice because there's a lot of regulations you have to abide by. I did not like that. So I got out of that and I fell into real estate afterwards. And I've been fairly successful. I'm very early on, but how I got my start was just simply buying a home. And in doing that, I had a mentor who told me that, hey, if you're getting into real estate, just buy a home, rent out your bedrooms, and then go buy another home, rent out those bedrooms, turn your first property into a rental, and do that over and over and over again. So all I had to do was do it one time. And by selling that property, I bought multiple properties and continued renting out rooms. So I was getting cash flow and selling properties. And when it comes to wholesaling, what happened is that I was just trying to help someone. I was renovating one of my rental properties at the time, and the guy across the street was an older fellow. He bought the home for his mom. She passed away. He couldn't renovate the house, and I told him, you know, I've heard about this wholesaling thing. I'll sell it for you. And that's what happened. I found someone to buy his property. I acted as the middleman, and I made $5,000 within 30 days just by connecting him, the owner, by getting the property off of his hands onto someone who could manage all of the updates, and both parties were happy. And that's essentially wholesaling, is you find a property and you get that property under contract, and then you assign or give that contract to someone else for a fee. And so that's how I fell into wholesaling. I've done a bunch of other things since then, like rehabbing properties, rental arbitrage. I'm into multifamily now. So my experience since the very first house where I rented out the rooms has grown with time, and it's been quite the journey.
Okay. So what are the pros and cons of in that industry, the wholesale industry?
So with wholesaling, there are a bunch of pros, and the pros that you hear most of the time is that it costs very little to start up. I simply had a conversation with someone who owned a home and was willing to sell it. That cost me no money. just my time. So it's a very low startup cost. There's something called driving for dollars. So that's where you literally drive around and look for properties that you can wholesale. That's very low cost. And that's the biggest pro. The next biggest pro is that you can make a lot of money. For example, if you convince someone to sell their property for $90,000, let's say, and you sell it to someone else for $120,000, that's a $30,000 difference. If they agree to it and you are able to close the deal, that's $30,000 on one deal. And that's typically within 30 days. So it's appealing because you can make a lot of money if you do a bunch of deals and you can do it very quickly. You can do multiple deals at one time. The other pro is you do not need a license to wholesale. There's no license required. You're not technically selling the property. You are assigning a piece of paper, which is the contract. So you do not need a license. The cons, or one of the cons, is that you have to be careful because you can get in trouble legally if you're out here marketing the property as if you're selling the property, meaning you say this property for sale at this price. I'm acting on behalf to help the sellers. You can't do those types of things. And the rules do change in the US, for example, based on the states that you're in. And I'm sure in Canada, the rules are different as well. So you need to understand the laws. You can get in trouble. And that's probably the biggest con, is just making sure you understand the rules of the area that you're in. So those are the few of the biggest pros and cons. But in my opinion, the pros do outweigh the cons.
Okay. So when you say it doesn't take a lot of money for the capital, you were giving an example of 90,000. That's a home like it's that needs a lot of repair, or what is it like? How does it work?
Sure. So when you're wholesaling, the best properties are ones that need work. They are in disrepair. There's siding falling off. It needs new paint. The yard is atrocious with high grass or broken down cars. Those are the properties that you're looking for. Because what that means is there's someone who owns that property that really doesn't care about the property. They're not taking care of it. It's probably not performing as well as it would if it was updated. So you're looking for properties that are not in good shape. Those owners will typically want to let them go to get cash. And so when you go and find the people that want to sell their properties because their homes are run down, you are then looking for investors who want to buy those properties. Because the way investors make money is, one, they want to get a property that's run down like that, so they fix it up and then resell it for more. So they make their money there. Or they want to buy the property, fix it up, and rent it for more, so they make their money there. So investors are looking for these rundown properties so that they can add value and get something that's cheap and then make it more expensive. So that's what investors are trying to do. Now, when I say it doesn't cost you any money, you just have to find the deals. You can pay. There are ways to pay to find the deals, or you can do it more manually, and that is less expensive, meaning you can do what I mentioned earlier, which is driving around trying to find properties. You can get onto real estate apps and look for homes that have been listed for a long time and just start calling everyone. You can call a bunch of realtors and say, hey, do you know anyone who wants to get rid of their property, but they can't sell it through a realtor? I'll take it and give it to investors. So you can do a lot of free, really hard manual work, or you can pay a little bit of money and use something that gives you a list of potential wholesale properties. Good apps such as PropStream will do this for you. It's called PropStream.com. It will give you a list of potential wholesale properties, and you can break it down by all types of information, like absent owners, or properties that are completely paid off, or properties that are run down. And you can just pull a list and call through the whole list. But the list does cost you, hundreds of dollars. So there's ways to do it for free or with some money. So it depends on which route you want to go. And then it also doesn't cost you any money when you go tell someone you want to wholesale it for them. I would approach an owner and I would say, hey, I found your property through either a list or driving around. I thought it had great potential, but you know, I would love to help you unload the home. I will look for investors to essentially assign this contract to. And they'll say yes most of the time if they're looking to make some money. You just have to be open and honest and explain it to them. There are cases where you may have to say, look, I want to help you to get rid of your property, but I'll give you $100 to show you that I'm serious. And they'll say, okay, I'll give you 30 days if you give me $100 to get this wholesale property thing done. So all in all, that's not a lot of money when you have the opportunity to make thousands.
What are the mistakes you see people do when they go into wholesaling?
I had I wouldn't call him a friend, but I'm active in some Facebook groups. I had a guy reach out to me a few months ago and he said, hey, I saw you posting in the group. You seemed like you knew what you were talking about. I've got a problem. I got sent a letter from the real estate commission in South Carolina, and they're telling me they're giving me a stop. They're forcing me to stop doing what I'm doing when he was trying to wholesale. And I asked him, I said, well, what's going on? And he told me, hey, I found a property I wanted to wholesale. I listed it online. The realtor started coming after me and he reported me to the real estate commission. I don't know what to do. So I asked him, first things first, how did you advertise the property? And he said, you know, I listed it online as it being available. And I asked him, what do you mean by available? So that right there told me, which is what I mentioned earlier, you've got to be careful about the advertising rules because you're not licensed. You're not a real estate agent or a realtor. So when you are trying to find people to give that contract to, you need to build your own list of people, meaning you go to Facebook groups, meetups, investor meetings, LinkedIn. You find people who are looking for investment properties and build your own email list and text list. So when you find them, you don't have to list it online. You can't do that. I wouldn't do that. You then text, message, and email the people who have told you that they're interested in investment properties. And then you send it to them through email and text. Then someone will from that list will tell you that, hey, let's do this deal. That way you avoid getting in trouble by advertising incorrectly online. That's the biggest issue that you can find yourself in.
So what are some advice that you could say for someone who wants to get started in the wholesaling?
Well, wholesaling excites me because right now, where we are, there's an inventory shortage in many areas that are, I guess you could say, up and coming. I'm here in Charlotte. It's actually projected to be the number one market in the country in the U.S. in 2023. So it excites me because if you can find what we call an off-market deal, that's what a wholesale property is called. It's off-market, meaning it's not on the market. On the market means it's on the MLS, the multiple listing service. That's where realtors put all their properties. Properties that are not on the MLS are typically discounted and they're cheaper. So investors want to get a deal. So if you are in a hot market, that would be in the US, that would be Charlotte, Raleigh, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida. I'm giving all the hot tips right now where you need to go. Garden City, Myrtle Beach. I would stay away from Austin, Texas, because it's kind of saturated. I would go somewhere like Scottsdale in that area, maybe over to San Antonio, stay out of Idaho, stay away from Las Vegas for right now. New York's going to come back later. Los Angeles will come back later. But what I would do is go to an area that's up and coming and find those properties. And it's exciting because if you're getting started, you can drive for dollars, which is just taking your time. You can spend a couple $100 and just pull a list. And we all have free time. So during your free time, you make phone calls to people and convince them that you're going to help them unload their properties, because again, they're not taking care of them. And a lot of the times they need money. We all could use a little extra money. So it excites me that you can do it easily from your laptop in your pajamas, and you can make some money. And then what you do when you make enough money is you take that money that you got from wholesaling. Don't go buy new watches and new cars. Take that money and go buy yourself an investment property with it. So that's what excites me, is using this as a tool to grow your real estate portfolio or get your own house if you don't own one.
So what are some of the risks involved or pitfalls to avoid?
Don't be dishonest. And this is more of an ethical answer for me, because you shouldn't go and tell people that you're trying. You should really go in there to help people. I'm a firm believer that the more you actually try to help people, the more value not only do you add for yourself, but for others. So if you know someone's interested, try to actually help them. Say, hey, I'm going to help you get rid of this house so it stops costing you money. Like the instance I was in, the guy was losing money every month by having this house that had no renters. It was going to cost him tens of thousands to fix up. He was elderly, couldn't do it himself. He was still upset that his mother had passed. Like, you are here to help people. So what you want to avoid is, don't take advantage of people. Be honest. Do good business. We got to the closing table with these people, and I forgot to tell them something. When you close on a house, the seller has to pay extra fees to the city. These are taxes when they sell. I forgot to tell him that. And so he came to me afterwards and he said, Zach, what's this extra $700 that you didn't tell me about? I felt bad about it because it was misinformation. So I split the fee with him because I wasn't going to make him pay that when it was my fault that I wasn't clear with him. And actually, I got goodwill out of that because the guy buying the house said, Zach, I heard what you did for the sellers. I know you were helping them get rid of the house, and I appreciate what you did. If there's any other deals that you have, you let me know. And, you know, even in the future, maybe we can do a deal together. So all I'm saying is, do good business and treat people right. If you're going to go do this, don't do it just solely for the money.
So you've done, by looking through your bio, you've done different things in the real estate. You've done the commercial deals, room to room rentals. You've done the wholesaling. Which one do you like the most?
Ooh, that's a good, fully loaded question. Oh man, the best way I can answer that, if I had to guess my favorite, it would be commercial real estate, specifically in multifamily, so apartments. That's my favorite right now, because I think that's the quickest path to financial freedom, which is my goal. Plus, I love being able to take property that was run down, make it better, and give people an awesome place that they can live. And when I do apartments, that's allowing me to do it at scale. I'm just getting started in apartments. I have a 7-unit plex down in Georgia, but I plan on going bigger, hopefully in the next year or so after we finish the rehab on these units. That's my favorite. The other thing I would say is, it depends on what's going on in the economy. That should dictate what strategy you use. For example, in a recession, you should not flip houses. So even though I like doing rehabs, I will cut back on that when there's a recession. Wholesaling is good once we are coming out of a recession. So it's a good time now to start in areas where there's low inventory and to really pick it up when investors start coming back, when interest rates come down and we come out of recession. That's a really, really good time to wholesale. And so that's when people should start. So start now, because it takes some time to get really skilled. You have to know how to sell. So you've got to talk to people. You've got to follow up with them. It's a lot easier than it sounds, but build yourself some systems and call people and email them and text them. Just stay on them. And if you do that, it'll all work out. But to answer that question, multifamily for now. I would love to get into short-term rentals in the future. That's one thing I have not done. But I enjoy wholesaling too. I took a break for a little while to work on this rehab in Georgia. But once we're done, hopefully in the next 3 to 4 months, I full-heartedly intend to get back into wholesaling a lot more.
So now with you were mentioning about the recession and all that, some people might be scared or hesitating. So they don't know if it's the good time to jump in and all that. So what do you have to say about that?
I would say you need to know your numbers and trust your numbers, because there's always deals. It may be tougher to find them depending on what's going on in the economy. So take some time and read some books. There's some good multifamily books. Bigger Pockets is a great resource. The homebuyerleague.com is a great resource that I'm a part of, where you can learn how to invest and understanding how to calculate rent and appreciation and comparables. Know your numbers. So regardless if it's a recession or not, you can find a property that is still a deal. And specifically during recessions, that's where the money is made, because you can find properties that are cheap and not only wholesale them to people still looking. Smart investors are still looking. It's still hot, like right now in certain places, but smart investors are still looking. You can still find deals. And then for me, even though prices were inflated over the past year, people were saying don't buy anything because prices are too high, I still found deals. And the past three properties I've purchased, I was supposed to wholesale them, but I ended up buying them instead of wholesaling them. And now I'm short on cash, which is why I need to start wholesaling again. But that's what happens. You might find something that's a deal regardless of what's going on, and you keep it. And then you have a rental. So I would say don't be scared. Trust your numbers. Find a mentor if you can. Use your resources to make sure you make a smart decision.
It seems like wholesaling is almost similar with flipping houses. What's the difference between them?
The biggest difference is turnaround time. With flipping, it's going to take you 3, 4, maybe 6 months to renovate an entire property. You have to get a general contractor to come in and start doing work. They'll get behind. You're worrying about materials not getting delivered because supplies are low. It's a whole other ball game. Then you have to turn around and sell it, hopefully for more than you put into it. So you need a lot of capital, a lot of money to do a flip. With wholesaling, you're actually not buying the property. You're not putting down 5 or 20% on the home to buy it. You're literally just convincing an owner to allow you to give someone else the contract. So the amount of money it takes is not even comparable. They're so different in terms of money and so different in terms of time. Because with wholesaling, when you do find someone who wants to buy the property, a lot of investors buy all cash, which means they can close that deal in as fast as 7 to 14 days. And a lot will do that so they can get the deal. So it's faster. It's cheaper. You can do it without any money. It doesn't take you that much time if you build a system. And flipping just takes a lot of time. It's going to cost you more. It's going to cost you more than you estimated. General contractors aren't the best communicators in the world, so then you're stressed out. So it's very different.
So what are the main stuff that you're working right now at the moment and future projects?
Right now, I self-manage some of my properties in North and South Carolina. So that's one thing that I do. And then I have other properties where I have property managers who are managing it, or rehab. Me, even in my personal house, I'm doing rehab. I'm also a loan officer. So I help people to get mortgages if you're looking to buy a home, if you're looking to flip, if you're looking to do a short-term rental. So I help people get the mortgages if they're looking to get into investing or just buy a personal home. I'm also the commissioner of the Homebuyer League, which is an educational platform to teach people these skills. But the difference of the platform is that it's location specific with an expert who's active in the area. So while I do love learning a lot about real estate online from other sites, it's very difficult when you have 15 experts telling you 15 different things in 15 different places? It's confusing. So the Home Buyer League is designed to say, hey, if you want to flip in Charlotte, North Carolina, here's your expert. Here's how you do it. You don't need to go anywhere else. If you want a short-term rental in Charleston, South Carolina, here's your expert. Here's step-by-step how you do it. Nothing else. I have a talk coming out. Actually, it's done today. It's one of the top realtors in Cancun and Playa del Carmen. She lists out, if you want to buy property in Mexico, here's what you need to know. Here's exactly how you need to do it. You don't need to worry about anything else. And so that's what I love about the Home Buyer League. And those are the things I'm working on right now. That's really my main focus, is trying to get in contact with more people around the world in specific markets, teaching people how to get into real estate and take some of that fear away that you mentioned, because it doesn't have to be scary. If it's a simple laid out process, anyone can do it if you can explain it.
So any last words in regards to everything we've talked about, wholesaling and all that, in investing or flipping, everything concerning real estate, anything that you would like to add?
Sure. Two things. I would say, I think you hit the nail on the head with the fear question. It's a big purchase. If you're buying a house for yourself, it's scary. I was talking to a lady yesterday. She's 37, and she said, you know, I'm tired of renting. I'm tired of just throwing this money away. It's time for me to get my own place. And I took 30 minutes walking her through the process. And she said, you know, thank you for simplifying this. It sounds so easy. That's my job, is to make it easy and simple for people to take some of that fear away. So either reach out to me or anyone in your area to find someone who's going to do the same thing. Make it simple and easy so that that fear disappears. And I'll tell you, you know, go after your own personal house first. If you need to wholesale to then go buy your own house, do that. But buy your own house first before you get into investing. And then after that, and you've started investing and you do your first one, it won't be scary anymore. My commercial deal, I jumped into it honestly without having everything in line. I did not use a realtor. I put the contract together myself, had half of an idea of what I was doing, and now it's all working out. A lot of the things that you do for the first time, but once you do them, that fear disappears. So what I would say is get your own house, find a way to do that, and then just jump. Learn as much as you can and jump, because the best way to get the experience is to go for it.
Where can people find you on social media or the internet?
If you want to find me, I'm pretty much on every platform. It's at Zach F. Pitt. That's Z-A-C-H-F as in Forrest, P as in Paul, I-T-T. Zach F. Pitt. That's TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. You can find me on all of those platforms. I'm pretty active. If you want to email me, you can reach me at zach@thehomebuyerleague.com. zach@thehomebuyerleague.com.
Thank you for listening. If there's any topics you would like me to touch, feel free to reach out to me and I'll do my best to make it happen. I'm on most social media platforms and you could send me an email. You will find the links in the show notes. And also, don't forget, if this is your first time listening to the podcast and you like it, please don't forget to subscribe at the end. Thank you and see you next time.